Conservative? You bet. Controversial? Right again. It's time to squabble on the Jim Benson Show.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Jim Benson Show, conservative talk radio covering the issues that concern you here on the BBS Radio Network. Here we are, less than 2 days from the most important elections of our lives, and about half of the entire population of U.S. citizens are essentially asleep and blissfully unaware about what is happening to our country and what is at stake in these national, state, and local elections. The big question is it more than half or less than half the legal voting population that's so dumbed down, so conditioned, so fooled, so ignorant that they will decide these elections? Or are there more than half of American voters, those of us who are painfully, worrisomely, anxiously more aware of what's going on, that can make the decisive difference and save our country? We'll find out in the coming days, or perhaps weeks, if the political left has its way and millions of possibly fraudulently cast mail-in ballots are counted, along with ballots of the regular brainwashed left-wing legal voters, and recorded as valid and in their favor, thus ensuring the election of communist Chinese front candidate Joe Biden as president and the communist globalist front Democratic Party retaining control of the U.S. House of Representatives and perhaps even taking over the Senate. I say this knowing that all of my siblings are dumbed down, brainwashed, willing voters for the Democratic Party, along with some of my longtime good friends. To their credit, they have not rejected me for being conservative and Republican. Of course, they see me as being the one who's brainwashed and dumbed down politically. Although I was once a brainwashed liberal, that is, leftist, like my siblings and friends when I was younger, being like them, a product of the long-time leftist-controlled pop culture and mainstream media, I long ago began to see what was going on and reject the hatred, lies, and trickery propaganda of the American left, abandoning the leftist trash that passes for entertainment and news in popular culture. But in doing so, I failed, as did many others, to recognize the immense power over people's lives that these cultural forces had and continue to have to this day. And even though the left has grown so staggeringly much more powerful since I had turned away from most of it, I failed to see the grip it had and has on so many people today, as I said. And this despite the fact that the Democratic Party today is virtually the American Communist Party and seeks to destroy the America that still largely exists and remake it, according to their demented vision, into just another part of a supposedly utopian, globalist, and socialist New World Order they all keep talking about. It's a world government dominated by rich and powerful elites, with the rest of us essentially serfs, peasants, slaves. Let's hear commentary from some other conservatives about the election situation. These commentators are considered and portrayed as extremists by the left. But since I have a lot more in common with them than with communists and globalists, we're going to hear from my fellow extremists. Here's America's number one radio talk show host, Rush Limbaugh, on his show October 26. Play soundbite one, please.
I mean, when it boils down to it, folks, there isn't a choice here. You don't really have a choice when it comes to voting for president. The only choice is Donald Trump. There is no other choice. It doesn't make any sense. This race is about a number of different things. But one thing that it's about, you got a guy who loves America, who wants it to be better every day than it was the day before. And the reason is he loves the American people. He wants the American people to prosper. He wants them to be happy. He wants the American people to be able to experience all that the promise of America contains. On the other side, you have a candidate, Joe Biden, who is backed by people who do not believe in American greatness. They do not believe that America is even a good place. They think America is deeply flawed. It is deeply racist and bigoted and homophobic and all these other things. They believe this country needs to be ripped apart and reconstituted as a socialist nation. They don't believe in the decency and goodness of America to date. They don't believe in the decency and goodness of America as founded, and Donald Trump does. There is no choice here. Now, if you're on the fence or if you don't see it this way, I beg of you, you must see it this way. The Democrat Party does not, they're not the Democrat Party of JFK. They're not the Democrat Party of 30 years ago. We're not in a competition. It's not, you know, it used to be able to be said that all Americans wanted the same things. We just had different philosophies how to get there. Well, we don't want the same things now. The Democrats do not want what Democrats used to want. The Democrats used to say they wanted prosperity for people. They just thought government should provide it. They used to say that they wanted freedom and liberty and all that for the American people. They don't say that anymore. They don't believe that anymore. The Democrat Party has been taken over and co-opted by the far left of the world. There is no choice. We do not want the same things with simply disagreements over how to get there. The American left and the Democrat Party does not want American prosperity.
However moderate or even conservative-leaning Joe Biden once may have been, blowing with what he saw as the prevailing political winds as he did, today Biden is the out-and-out candidate of the hardcore left. Here's audio from a short political ad the Biden campaign has put out to give you an idea of this, for those of you who don't already see it. Play soundbite two, please.
America was an idea. An idea. We hold these truths to be self-evident. We've never lived up to it, but we've never walked away from it before. And I just think we have to be more honest and let our kids know as we raise them what actually did happen. Acknowledge our mistakes so we don't repeat them.
Now here's more audio from Rush Limbaugh on his October 29 show. Play soundbite three, please.
Girl Scouts officially thanked or congratulated Amy Coney Barrett for making the Supreme Court, and they were dumped on. Can you tell me what? Maybe you've got it in front of you. Ah, here it is. Here it is. Girl Scouts deletes tweet congratulating. Here it is. Girl Scouts have been forced to delete a tweet that they posted congratulating Amy Coney Barrett on her appointment to the court because of the backlash on social media. They deleted a tweet congratulating Amy Coney Barrett after the post triggered apparent backlash on social media. The post read, "Congratulations, Amy Coney Barrett, on becoming the fifth woman appointed to the Supreme Court since its inception in 1789. Had a photo of other female justices, including Ruth Bader Ginsburg, whose seat Amy Coney Barrett filled, along with Sonia Sotomayor. The post received, the Girl Scout post received criticism from social media. The actor Amber Tamblyn tweeted a scathing rebuke. Folks, look, this is just the continued assault on the United States of America. It's an assault on American history. It's an assault on American values. It is a direct assault on the traditions and institutions that have defined American greatness. This is what we're in the midst of here. This is what this campaign is about. This is what this election is about. It's what the last 30 years have been about. It's about the left getting away with this with no pushback. So the Girl Scouts tweet out a congratulations, Amy Coney Barrett, and now they've got to withdraw it. Why? Because some people we've never heard of bitch, whine, and moan about it on social media. Screw them! But that's not what we're doing. We're all kowtowing, and we're all backing down. We don't want to be offensive, and we don't want to offend them, and so forth. We're trying to buy a little peace by letting them have what they want. You can't buy peace with these people, because that's not what they want. They're trying to destroy the definitions of this country. They're trying to destroy everything that defines. this country as unique and great. They're trying to eliminate everything in this nation's past that they find offensive. That's why I can't understand why Biden is getting the level of support that he's getting. I can't. It can only be because a tremendous number of Americans to this day still don't know what actually is going on. They watch it happen. They watch speech shut down on campus. They watch people violently attacked on campus for saying what they want to say, basically for saying conservative things or things that dovetail with American traditional values. They watch looting. They watch destruction. They watch rioters set fire to American cities. And we're about to elect the political party that supports that. I don't understand it. I haven't understood it for a long time. It's happening right in front of our eyes. It's not as though this is a gigantic, hidden bunch of activity that's taking place out there. They are destroying our past. They're tearing down statues. They're tearing down every bit of evidence of our greatness from the past. They're doing everything they can to intimidate and frighten people into expressing support for anything positive about the country. Everybody in the world can see it. To me, there ought to be a secret, gigantic backlash waiting to show up and vote and render these people the minority that they are. But I don't know that that's going to happen. All I know is this. Back when I was growing up in my little hometown of 25 or 30,000 people, this kind of stuff had started, it would have been shut down before it got anywhere near a threatening size. People would not have put up with it. They wouldn't have put up with destroying storefronts and looting. They wouldn't have put up with stores being burned down simply because of political protest messages. They wouldn't have put up with it. But somewhere along the line, we started putting up with it. Somewhere along the line, we started saying, well, I guess it won't hurt if they did. Let's let it get out of their system. And I think what was missing was that there was never a proper explanation to people why this stuff was happening.
Again, the question is, has the political left finally achieved its goal of a solid voting majority of legal and illegal impoverished aliens, brainwashed dupes, and willing co-conspirator socialists and globalist elites to swing elections and take over the country? Mass legal and illegal immigration from the third world the left has been pushing so hard for all these years was never about being compassionate. It was always about achieving political power so the left can take over, destroy, and remake this country. The leftist control of Hollywood and the rest of the entertainment industry, along with the mainstream mass media, including the big tech monopolies of today, has always been about influencing and controlling voters for the same purpose as mass legal and illegal immigration. The other night on Tucker Carlson Tonight on Fox, there was a research psychologist, I believe his name was Dr. Epstein, and he has been studying the big tech companies and their censorship and their manipulation of search functions on their platforms, and he's projecting that they could be swaying 15 million people's votes. And as we all know, these people are in bed with the left. For years, radio talk show host Alex Jones has been speaking about communist and globalist forces seeking to wipe out America, about secret pedophile networks, about the influence of communist China and the ultra-rich elites. They called him a madman and a conspiracy theorist. They bumped him off all of the major tech platforms. But the facts are that much of what he has been talking about is true. And there's certainly evidence supporting other conspiracies he claimed exist. Here's audio from Jones' October 19th radio show. During the audio segment, he rebroadcast a short video and accompanying audio from the show a few days before that on October 17th, in which he is also declaring that the coming elections are the most important in history, and then returns to his commentary on his October 19th show, in which he relates that nearly 2 million people watched and heard the October 17th show. This is broadcast both video and audio on his website, Infowars.com, and the related band.video. As with all these sound bites, some of the audio may be a bit confusing as it was pulled from the accompanying video, which helps you make more sense out of what's being said. But you get the picture overall from just listening to the sound bites. Please play soundbite 4.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Joe, he's corrupt. And they found the laptop. You know what they call that? The laptop from hell. That is a laptop. That's a laptop from hell. Let's see what happens with it. Let's see what happens with it. So a giant trove of emails show Hunter Biden making deals, setting up meetings with his father, Joe, and using the office of the vice president for a for-profit cash machine. That's what it is. This guy's a vacuum cleaner. He follows his father around and takes millions, hundreds of millions and billions of dollars out of these countries. I mean, that is so dishonest. That's so crooked. I call him the human vacuum cleaner. Right? You know those things on television? He's better than any one of them. Joe Biden said he knew nothing. But he lied because they have... I'm telling you, this laptop is a disaster.
I remember talking to the FBI.
Is mostly about debate prep. He will not be seen again after today until Thursday night in Nashville at that next...
Ladies and gentlemen, the magnitude, the stakes of what this country and the planet faces are so insane that any student of history will tell you that this is one of the greatest moments that we're in the history of our planet. And the forces of evil know that. The only problem is the forces of good really don't understand how much trouble we're really in. Now, everywhere Trump goes, despite the COVID hysteria and the overblown Chicken Little behavior, he gets between 20 and 50,000 people showing up. And I watch the videos all over the country. Joe Biden can't get 10 people to official big campaign events in major battleground states. But we're told he's way ahead in all the polls, just like we were told Hillary Clinton had a 97% chance of winning. New York Times internal polling algorithm. They have another name for it. It's called Bravo Sierra, or bullcrap, horse manure. But you see, here's the key. They are positioning it to try to steal the election through the electronic voting machines. Just came out in Oregon that the machines can all easily be hacked, obviously for the Democrats. The 80 million fake ballots out there, they're intending to try to steal it straight up and then just have a decisive victory through fraud, have the media say that Biden is the victor, Trump will be locked down, all of us will be locked off any social media, any of the modern communication systems, with the electronic straitjacket they've already tested and have prepared, so that if Trump tries to contest fraud, they will claim he's a dictator and a bad guy. They've already pre-scripted all of that. If they're unable to get such a tsunami of fraud over the American people, they're going to contest regardless and try to split the country up, and it's all financed by the globalist economist China, and this really is the country fighting for its very existence, as Trump has said. If the United States gets Joe Biden as president, who's totally compromised, who's a Chinese communist agent on record, they are going to press the attack. They've already bought off most of the Democrats. They have them compromised. They will rule this country. And the ongoing sellout of our jobs, our industry, everything will accelerate. I mean, we're fighting for our lives. And they've got all these dumbed-down leftists and all these dumbed-down housewives, who hate men and hate America, who believe that they're unhappy because of Christian conservatism. They are literally stomping around, frothing, cheering on China and their own destruction when Xi Jinping would throw them in a slave camp and harvest their organs so fast it'd make their fat asses spin. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Wars, tomorrow's news today.
If Biden wins, China will own the United States. And I turned it all around, and you know that better than anybody. In 2019, if you go back 10 years, everybody projected 2019 the economy of China was going to be bigger than the U.S., except it didn't happen because I got elected, and I turned it the opposite way. We were picking up much more than them.
And then I did the no dumping steel, and I did tariffs, and I did everything on them. No, no, they want Sleepy Joe to win. And if he does, if Sleepy Joe wins, China will own the United States.
And when you look at these photographs that are disgusting and horrible, the Chinese have every single one of them. The Chinese have every single one of them, probably 10 times more. Because what the Chinese government has been doing, and a country was totally undefended against this, is setting Biden up, putting him in a position where he's totally compromised. They've now given him so much money, he's totally compromised. They now have pictures of his son doing things that I can't describe, some of which are illegal.
It's Saturday, October 17th. The year is 2020. We are now 2 weeks out from the election. And the information I'm about to cover here is bigger than anything we covered in the run-up to the 2016. It's bigger than anything we covered in the run-up to the 2016 election. Well, I shot that emergency report. It's got 1,981,000 views at ban.video in defiance of Google and big tech that would have silenced you and I and us. We've had an extra 7 million views on our videos concerning the election at ban.video. 7 million people that have been able to see the truth and circumvent the giant media firestorm of un-American disinformation. It is Monday, October 9th. The year is 2020. We are exactly 14 days out from the election. And the globalist moving with communist China to break up the United States and balkanize us along racial and religious lines forever. But the path of America to its destruction will not be so smooth for the New World Order, because the sleeping giant has awakened and the fight has just begun. And that's not hype. That's the reality of the epic moment we're all in together. When you get excited, when you take action, when you spread the word, when you become Paul Revere, it changes the world. And the globalists are in fear of you right now.
He said there it's now Monday, October 9th. I think he meant it's Monday, October 19th. That was the show date. Now, shortly, we're going to play audio from a video segment from commentator Greg Reese on InfoWars, ban.video. That's a separate website, ban.video. It's part of the InfoWars group of sites. And that was posted on October 25, entitled The Most Dangerous Election in History. Before we play it, a little background. Many, if not all of you, are aware of the breaking news these past few weeks of the discovery of Joe Biden's drug addict son, Hunter, abandoning a water-damaged computer at a computer repair shop in Delaware and having it having been turned over to the FBI last December, and the FBI having done nothing with it, which needs to be investigated, and then a copy of the hard drive being given to the president's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani. Giuliani is a former mayor of New York City and a prominent former federal prosecutor, but the left is declaring he's now a Russian agent, and all this stuff on Hunter Biden's computer hard drive is not even Hunter's hard drive and is all Russian disinformation. They always go back to the Russia. You know, remember the Russia hoax went on for so long? Russia. Who's the great man? All these people, these deep state apparatchiks or even upper echelon apparatchiks, the former head of the CIA, Obama's head of the CIA, John Brennan, National Security Director James Clapper. These people knew. They testified before Congressman Adam Schiff's committee in secret and other committees in Congress in secret under oath that they had no knowledge of Trump being involved with Russia, being a Russian agent. But out in the public every day, they were hammering away saying that Trump was a Russian agent and on and on. Now it's been exposed. We know that all this came from Hillary Clinton, per the notes of John Brennan that were declassified now under Trump. Brennan recently said, well, it's just so much redacted there that you don't understand the context in which I said this, so that it all came from Hillary. Yeah. Yeah. Well, anyway, moving on here. The hard drive contains thousands of emails from and to Hunter Biden showing Hunter arranging and trying to arrange business deals, selling access to and influence from his father in exchange for millions and millions of dollars. In one case, it was over $1 billion from the Red Chinese, and indicating widespread malfeasance, fraud, influence peddling, and money laundering, and strongly implicating Joe Biden himself as being aware of and directly profiting from these deals. in the way of millions of dollars in payments from foreign entities and governments, including most prominently the government of communist China. Now, one thing they haven't done in all this, which is being massively suppressed, as you probably are aware, by the big media elites and the big tech giants saying it's not verified yet, is they need to nail down the nature of those payments. Joe Biden has said, I never took a penny from any government. Well, you mean directly? We need to see where this money went into Joe Biden's accounts. If that would really cinch it, the case against him. He owns these five homes, most of which are luxury homes. He's very, very wealthy. We ought to be able to tie that down. So that's some of the things I want to see done on this. But anyway, as I said, moving on, all this is being almost totally suppressed and ignored by the Democratic Party's activists and the mainstream media and the big tech corporations to protect Joe Biden. It remains to be seen how much this huge scandal could affect Biden's chances in the presidential election, or if it can all be swept under the rug if Biden wins. Greg Reese of Infowars.com mentions on his video here, we're about to play the audio from, that a group of Chinese dissidents and whistleblowers, he calls them, made the hard drive public, although Giuliani has stated that a copy of it was provided by the repair shop owner. There's a lot of things that are unclear as this thing is in developing, but in any event, InfoWars has played a video with one of these dissidents talking about pictures and video that are also on the hard drive showing Hunter Biden abusing and even raping underage Chinese girls. Reportedly, that's what they're saying. There was also reportedly another video of Hunter Biden naked with an underage American girl as well. And Reese states that these are being used to blackmail and intimidate government officials, including Joe Biden and elites in the USA. And this is what Alex Jones was saying earlier when he's saying that they've got these people compromised. We're also – you need to refer and remember that we have what's called the China class now of the elites. This is a phrase that was coined by journalist Lee Jones, I believe is his name, where all these people tied in and making all this money from Red China. And Red China is using these business deals, these very lucrative business deals they've set up, to leverage control over them. So let's go ahead with that being said and play soundbite five.
About a week away from the 2020 election – Democrat Party nominee Joe Biden is in desperate denial of the fact that he is now the central character in the most despicable corruption scandal in American history. The subversion of the U.S. government by Communist China is being exposed. A group of Chinese whistleblowers managed to get a hard drive containing evidence of serious crimes committed by the Biden family into the hands of Steve Bannon and Rudy Giuliani. Lewd Media claimed a month ago that a hard drive would surface before the election containing videos of Hunter Biden violently raping Chinese children. Those who have seen the videos support this claim. To any good person, this is shocking and horrific. And to many, it is incomprehensible. But for as long as man has had power to gain, the art of blackmail has been exploited. This was the purpose of a man like Jeffrey Epstein. According to Lewd Media, these child rape videos of Hunter Biden were produced by the Communist Chinese as a means of control and were being sent to the Biden family and other CCP assets in America as a threat, a reminder of who owns them. There are no rules in the game of power. Only ruthlessness. And so children become the currency of those who seek to control others. Former business partner of the Biden family, Tony Bobulinski, worked as CEO for Sinohawk Holdings, a company formed by the Bidens and China's largest private energy company. Bobulinski has provided evidence that shows Sinohawk was used to funnel millions of dollars from the Communist Chinese directly into the family coffers of the Bidens. The mainstream media, in what must certainly be a criminal act, has been ignoring this incredible story while pushing their audience into voting for a decrepit, lying, perverted fraud with a monstrous family and loyalty to the Communist Chinese. We likely know what's coming next. The Democrat Party will claim that Trump stole the election. The corporate media will play along, and those still brainwashed by the globalist-run propaganda media machine will undoubtedly believe it. With massive crowds of people all over the country showing overwhelming grassroots support for President Trump in ways never before seen, contrasted with Joe Biden and Obama at public events practically devoid of all people, the media will still say that Trump had to steal the election. They will cite their fake polls, and the brainwashed sheep will believe them. If justice is served, which needs to happen, then there will be arrests of powerful people, and the corporate media will report that Trump is literally Hitler, rounding up the innocent, and the brainwashed sheep will believe them. There is no doubt. If they can be made to wear masks and fear those who don't, then they will believe whatever they are told. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravening wolves. Humanity is awakening, but not everyone. The brainwashed are being manipulated into defending the corrupt deep state establishment. Some are even murdering Trump supporters in cold blood. It seems clear that Trump will win the 2020 election. But then what? If the corporate mainstream media is allowed to operate as normal, then there will be total chaos. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
I want to say again, of course, neither I nor anyone I'm playing audio from on this show has been or is calling for violence from the political right if President Trump loses the election. There's no doubt in my mind the left plans to steal the election if they have to, and that is why they are claiming Trump will try to steal it and then have his followers take to the streets if he loses, because the left will urge their followers to take to the streets in mass rioting and violence if Joe Biden loses. Remember, the leftists usually accuse you of what they are doing or plan to do. Disinformation, lies, trickery, self-righteous hate, and hypocrisy are the stock in trade of the left. That's why, for example, the Democratic Party is now associated with the color blue. Again, they want to confuse people. They didn't want to be connected with the color red because red's traditionally associated with the communist movements and governments. They wanted the Republicans to be associated with red, and the Republicans went along with it. So now we have Republicans called red. If a Republican wins in the state, it's called a red state, whereas if the Democrats win, it's a blue state. I don't know who came up with this electioneering color scheme, but it's made for the kind of confusion and disinformation they want, that the left always wants. To give you a little more information about Communist China's attempts at influencing U.S. policy, when I say attempts, they seem to have been successful to a certain extent, certainly with Biden, where he could influence U.S. policy. they also want to they're involved in trying to influence the elections, no doubt about that. In my mind, there's increasing evidence about it here. Here's audio from a recently posted video on the NewAmerican.com's website. It's an interview that NewAmerican.com's Alex Newman did with anti-communist researcher, author, and video maker Trevor Loudon, who spoke at an event sponsored by The New American. You can get more information about Trevor Loudon's work on his new book, White House Reds. In his case, he's calling them for what they are, White House Reds, communists. It's about all the people running on the Democrat side. Every one of them, he said, is a Marxist of one stripe or another. This is very interesting. You want to listen closely. There's a lot of good information here. Trevor Loudon's very well known, and his work is impeccable that I know. I haven't seen him. He expresses his opinion when he can, but he documents things very, very well. And his website is trevorloudon.com. That's TrevorLoudon.com. And yes, people, these are conservative Christians associated with what the left considers to be the arch-conservative extremist John Birch Society. That is, the NewAmerican.com is a website of the John Birch Society. But like the other commentators I've mentioned on this show, a lot of what they're saying and reporting is true and factual. You can make up your own mind about how credible they are. As for me, I'm proud to air their commentaries here. This video is entitled Riots in U.S. Directly Linked to Communist China. In the interview, Loudon refers to former communist spy Whitaker Chambers, who during the Red Scare of the late 1940s and 1950s became a born-again Christian and turned against the communists, exposing their work in spy networks here in the U.S. Play soundbite six, please.
Said, in America, the lower class votes Democrat. The middle class supports Republicans. The elites are all communists. You know, communism has always been a movement of the elites because it's always about centralizing wealth and power in very few hands. So the elites of America, they see communist China as a model. They see it as something to emulate. They see something to encourage and cooperate with and partner with and feed and nurture at the expense of the United States and the U.S. Constitution.
Hey guys, we're here at the Worldview Weekend Conference, and we're with Trevor Loudon. He is very, very well known for his work exposing Marxism. Gave a fantastic speech. Trevor, thank you for being with us.
Look, it's great to be here, Alex. Always good to catch up with you.
Really appreciate it.
Great event, we've got to say.
It really is. And so your talk was fascinating. I think what was most interesting to me was the communist China angle, because what you did in your talk, you tied communist China to the unrest in the streets, to the economic destruction that's resulting from COVID. Tell us a little bit about China's strategy, what they're doing right now vis-a-vis the United States.
Well, see, you know, back in May 2019, President Trump put tariffs on Chinese goods. And the Xinhua News Agency, the official Chinese communist paper, announced the Chinese response was to declare people's war on the United States. Now, what people's war means is all forms of warfare short of direct military confrontation. It means biological warfare. It means fomenting riots in your enemy's streets. And so you can trace the origins. I would say the COVID panic and the Black Lives Matter explosion on our streets can both be traced directly back to the Chinese, and I believe they were deliberately timed for election year to cause maximum problems for President Trump, to bring down the U.S. economy and the U.S. military budget, and of course destroy the president.
So talk a little bit about the links between communist China, their front groups, and ultimately the creation of Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, well, look, In San Francisco and Boston, the Chinese have had for nearly 50 years now an organization called the Chinese Progressive Association. And it's sort of like an ACORN. It does a lot of signing up, it's a community organizers organization. And it works for the communist Chinese. And it's very hard to get elected to political office in either Boston or San Francisco without their support. Now, a few years ago, just as you started to see, when you saw the formation of Black Lives Matter, you saw the formation by the Chinese Progressive Association of a group called Asians for Black Lives. And this became a support group for Black Lives Matter and a liaison group between Black Lives Matter and the Chinese consulate in San Francisco. And you have people in there like Alex Tom, who was the head of the Chinese Progressive Association. On video, I've got him saying, I consult with the Chinese embassy regularly. I run my messaging past them. Now, this is the man who has been a friend of Alicia Garza, that one of the founders of Black Lives Matter, since their college days in San Diego in the early 2000s. He has nurtured her organization. They have funded her group, Black Futures Project, and they've also... they have sent delegations to communist China, and when those delegations have come back, they have gone out to Ferguson, Missouri, to liaise with some of the communists out there, the pro-Chinese communists there, who were burning that city to the ground. So there's a very deep connection between Black Lives Matter, the Chinese, the Asians for Black Lives, the Chinese Progressive Association, and the Chinese Communist Party. Now, we know on the macro level, the Chinese Communist Party has been cheering on Black Lives Matter. They've been propagandizing to their benefit. But on the micro level, there is definitely deep ties between the Chinese consulate in San Francisco, Chinese Progressive Association, and Black Lives Matter. Alicia Garza has been a long-time associate of the Chinese Progressive Association, and she's heavily involved there, as is Patrice Couleurs. but they also have ties to former East German communists. They have ties to Palestinian terrorists. Mm-hmm. But the Chinese are their main support group.
And one of the really weird things that we've seen is all these American elites, people like Bill Gates, just openly praising the dictatorship in China. What do we make of this? You know, on the one hand, we have American elites working with the communist Chinese. On the other hand, we have Marxist rabble-rousers in the streets. What's the tactic? What is the overall objective, and how do we fight back?
Well, look, I believe the Chinese Communist Party is the model for the New World Order, for the globalists. Because, as you said, it's a technocratic, authoritarian state. But there is still elements of business there. So, you know, Bill Gates, I think, fantasizes that he's going to be part of the elite of the world. He's going to run his businesses in conjunction with the communist leadership. And he's going to have complete control over the peasantry, who will be at his beck and command and will be so grateful for his wise and benevolent leadership. You know, so Whittaker Chambers, the former communist spy who turned returned to Christ and exposed the communist networks, he used to joke, and it was only half a joke. He said, in America, the lower class votes Democrat, the middle class supports Republicans, the elites are all communists. You know, communism has always been a movement of the elites because it's always about centralizing wealth and power in very few hands. So the elites of America, they see communist China as a model. They see it as something to emulate. They see something to encourage and cooperate with and partner with and feed and nurture at the expense of the United States and the U.S. Constitution. So obviously, we got to defend it by defending the Constitution, and we have to get very serious about internal security again, and we have to start reinstituting loyalty oaths and government investigations into subversives, but most importantly, real penalties applied at every level of society to those who would betray this country.
Did you hear Trevor Loudon speak about how the fabulously wealthy elites in America, many of whom have been doing business with and profiting handsomely from deals with communist China, wanting, quote, complete control over the peasantry, close quote? The peasantry, in case you didn't realize it, is you and me. I'd like to wrap up today by reading from an article titled "The Left's Closing Argument to America, Shut Up and Obey." The subtitle reads, This election may be our last chance to save what's left of the country our founders left us. Let's make it count. The article is by Matthew Boos and was posted October 24 on the American Greatness website. That's amgreatness.com. The article begins, "Election day is almost here, and the time has come for closing arguments. For the left, 4 years of agitation have culminated in this proposal, Join the revolution or we'll destroy you." You have to admire the simplicity of it. Understand, removing Trump from power is only the first step on the road to true democracy. His presidency must also go down as a cancerous aberration never to be repeated. And he and his supporters must be consigned to the outer darkness forever. We have seen this peculiar pitch crystallize as the ruling class works desperately to crush Trump and crown Biden's running mate, Senator Kamala Harris. It was obvious from the start that Biden's campaign was little more than a front for the establishment and that its success, if it ever came, would be a sleight of hand. We have now seen that effort reach its logical conclusion in a parade of open contempt for ordinary Americans and our most basic principles and institutions. We have watched a presidential candidate lie to the people with the help of the press about an imaginary white supremacist threat and mostly peaceful riots. We have seen him tell Americans that we do not deserve to know whether he will pack the Supreme Court. And most alarmingly of all, we have seen the news and big tech engage in mass political censorship to help him win. Under their rule, the things we find controversial today no longer would be controversial. All of the science would be settled by them. There would be a short menu of policies and opinions catered by activists and experts that everyone would follow on pain of persecution. Everyone would accept that America is racist and support whatever redress that may require. Moreover, anyone arbitrarily declared a spreader of misinformation or hate speech would be punished, and that would be that. Those targeted would be compelled to grovel, and the liberal mob would cheer their humiliation. We've already seen plenty of this with a spring of lockdowns, a summer of anti-racism, and the readiness with which seemingly moderate people went along with all of it. Most liberals still trust the media, and they won't hesitate to have big tech do their dirty work for them in the name of property rights. Yes, they will pack the Supreme Court too, as they were always going to do the moment they lost control. None of this will be hard for them to justify. In fact, they'll do it all gladly. They're on the right side of history, after all. They're the good guys. And further on, the article and the author continues, "It's not enough to enforce a revolutionary ideology from above, however. It's much more poetic to create an entirely new people, a people more fit to inherit this better, more democratic America. Their sense of rapture finds its fullest expression in the anticipation of a permanent new majority, whose arrival is to be welcomed as a comeuppance against the part of the country refusing to yield to their idea of progress. Their excitement at the prospect of this is palpable. To the most fervent advocates of diversity politics, Kamala Harris has an intoxicating demagogic appeal. She typifies the ambition of the more diverse country created by decades of unrestricted migration, the narcissism as virtue minted by feminism, and the deep and powerful loathing of the middle class that pulses through the bloodstream of our elite. The way must be prepared by dismantling whatever is left of our system that allows dissent and deliberation, removing any capacity for the past to issue a veto to the future." Elsewhere in the article, it's stated, "Once unleashed, the passions of this mob would be difficult to contain. Any unpleasantness that may occur along the way would be marked down as progress. Where does this end? Reparations? A Truth and Reconciliation Commission for the last 4 years? The last 400? None of this is set in stone, but this election may be our last chance to save what's left of the country our founders left us. Let's make it count." And that's the end of the article. That's it for another show. Look for us again 2 weeks from now in this same time slot. If any one of you out there plans to vote but hasn't yet made up your mind, and you were willing to listen to the show for more information to help you make up your mind, I hope we've had a positive impact. Take care and good night.